You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Ooh, yeah. All right, here we go on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lots to talk about today. There's a simple, they say it's simple, right? Maybe for us women it doesn't sound so simple, but there's supposed to be a simple gynecological surgery that may help prevent multiple miscarriages. Pretty cool stuff. We need to talk about that. Still, this listeria and the cantaloupe isn't going away. We need to talk about that. Oh, you know what? There's a good one. There's a good story I saw today I want to talk about, where a lady had part of her limb, they say, removed, regrown in a lab, and re-implanted. I got to talk to you about that. It's not as creepy as it sounds. Pretty cool stuff. So I want to talk about that. That's like really cool stuff because it happened with her knee, and a lot of us have arthritis in the knees. In fact, my knee just cracked. Did you guys hear that? That was a pop from my knee. Oh, hold on. I got to stretch out that knee. Ugh. All right, so we're going to talk about that. A lot to talk about. But of course, what is the most sassy and the most stimulating are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or if you don't like any of those letters, you could call 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Thank you for all the new followers on Twitter. I know I've just recently got my act together with Twitter, but I promise I'll do that more because it looks like all the other radio show hosts have tweets and twits and I don't know. And so I need to keep up with the times. I'm still not up on all this computer stuff. Facebook I got down. I got Facebook down. I could do that. Honestly, I'm still working on the Twitter thing, but I like it because I could shoot out the medical updates, the medical news, hit you guys with it, smack you across the face with it. So that's wonderful. Okay. Oh, yeah. Also, maybe some new updates of the Michael Jackson trial I want to talk about, too. All right. So what's going on with this listeria? So I guess 16 people now has been the death toll, at least over 70-plus cases in 18 states with the listeria contamination, and they think more cases will rise. Now, eventually, this contaminated group of cantaloupes that was grown in Jensen Farms in Granada, Colorado, I mean, the cantaloupes should die off soon. I mean, didn't they, you know, stop? I mean, whoever bought the cantaloupes, they should eventually be dying or losing their ripeness. So I'm hoping there's an end to this soon and nobody's eating any more. Investigators are, of course, you know, analyzing still why this happened. They still don't know why. Was it, you know, the water? Was it the packaging procedures? You know, water quality, etc. And I mean, it's really, really frustrating because we want to trust our food. But you see, what really frustrates me with this is, you know, we when we have the salmonella issue with the eggs, and when we had the poisoning with the turkey, the ground turkey, and then we had, I guess, E. coli with ground beef, etc. You know, whenever you guys hear me report it or some, you know, you hear it in the news, you're thinking, okay, well, I'm just going to cook my food. I'm going to cook my food. I'm going to clean the surfaces. I'm not going to deal with the raw chicken or the raw ground beef and then throw lettuce on the area because then I'll get contaminated. I'm going to keep things clean. What bothers me about the cantaloupe is you can't cook the cantaloupe. You know, I mean, I'm no chef. I don't know if there's any dishes in which you cook a cantaloupe, but, you know. And a lot of people don't wash off a cantaloupe because you aren't eating the shell, the ugly, prickly turtle shell of it. You know, you cut it and you eat the orange part. And then when we're getting our cantaloupe in restaurants, nobody's stopping to wash it. I don't dip it in the water, right? Because then you got to wait an hour for the waitress to come back to give you more water. So that's what's so frustrating about this, you know, because I like to think, okay, well, I'm not going to get sick because I'm not going to be careless. I'm going to be careful. Well, how do you be careful with a cantaloupe? What do you do? I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, in light of the cantaloupe and listeria thing that's recently come up, I'm wondering, where does this listeria come in, and how does it get in the fruit or in produce? I'm really at a quandary as to, you know, why suddenly is all this stuff coming up in produce, the other lettuce and all of that, the salmonella or whatever it is that, but the listeria is what I'm questioning. That it's something I've never heard of before, and just wondering how it gets into the produce.
No, great question. I mean, listeria is everywhere. It's in the soil. It's in your sewage system. It's in water. It's even on dust. And so the average person doesn't get sick. They get exposed to it, but they don't get sick. Most of these people getting sick, they're more elderly or newborns or pregnant women or people with, vulnerable immune systems. Those are the people that actually get the bad kind of listeriosis. But listeria has, you know, basically been in raw meat and unpasteurized milk. We've always known about that, but we've been taught you don't drink unpasteurized milk. You drink pasteurized milk. You wash off your fruits and vegetables just in case there's anything in the soil. But see, usually it's associated, we talked about this, I believe yesterday, how it's usually associated with refrigerated items. You know, but the listeria is a very, very recalcitrant bacteria. This sucker can outstand temperatures 140, 150 degrees, which is why we always say cook your meat above 160, 165 to kill this listeria, as well as E. coli and salmonella, et cetera. And so it's a little bit more heat resistant. It's even more cool resistant, too, because it grows at refrigeration temperature. So it's a tough puppy, but it's around all the time. Now, I talked about pneumonia, strep pneumonia. People say, well, Dahlia, I don't understand that. One of my kids gets sick, but my other kid doesn't. Why? We're exposed to streptococcal pneumonia, another bacteria, all the time. You could throw a bunch of streptococcal pneumonia in a room. One person will get an ear infection. One person will get pneumonia. One person, nothing will happen. Realize we're exposed to bacteria all the time, but it takes the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong entry port and in too much exposure, and that recipe causes people to get sick. That's the name of the game. All right, when we come back, I want to talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 29th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16,1490. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5536, $8,2768 for a half ounce, or $4,1384 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5536, $8,2768, and $4,1384.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, of course, or if you don't like letters, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. I'm just looking at this headline. Banks to make customers pay fee for using debit cards. I can't stand that. I can't stand the fees I get when I go to the bank. I don't use my debit card. I don't. I go in, I mean, because I want to save the money, but I'm also so cheap. Bank of America charges $5, $5 monthly fee. Sorry, guys. I have the news coming across my desk as I look at this. I know that's not medical news, but I'm sorry. Nickel and diming these other people do, it hurts my patients. You know, they've been there's been stories just throughout the week talking about how patients, because of the recession, they're cutting back on their medications, they're cutting their medications in half, they're skipping going to the doctor. Well, of course, it's expensive. And of course, with less medical care, you end up racking up the medical costs later, especially if you're asthmatics and your COPDs and your diabetics and your high cholesterol patients. So it's frustrating. I don't like it. I don't like when all these other people are nickel and diming you. All right. No, the medical community does not nickel and dime you either. Insurance companies, I think, do. But listen, you need to go in and do your maintenance. You know, we were talking about just before the break, bacteria and why some people, get infected and other people don't. You know, it's interesting. A study came out today saying women have better immune systems than men. They think it has to do with the X chromosome. Really? Women, I have to say something. I never thought about it until I saw this article. Women have stronger immune systems than men. This is coming from Fox News. I tell you why it's interesting. I remember my mom never got sick, but my dad would. Whenever the kids were sick, my mom was the one that would take care of us because she wouldn't get sick, but dad would. Same thing in our family. Dad gets, my husband will get sick quicker than I will. Now, maybe it's because they think it's because the X chromosomes, that there's, extra microRNA on the X chromosome that may be helping us. I don't know much about this microRNA, but it's interesting because usually mom or grandma would be the one. It's always been like that. The women would be the ones taking care. Yet, you look at male doctors, male doctors have great immune systems, just like the female doctors. So that's kind of interesting to look at. I wonder why. Now, of course, you do build up an immunity. The more you're around other people, the more of an immunity you build up. But remember, in the older days, women would be home. Maybe they'd go to the market, but the dad was out there. Maybe the one, so you're trying to figure out, who got more exposure? It's interesting. My children the patients I take care of, my pediatric patients that have gone to daycare, actually start building up better immune systems than the kids that were, taken care of at home, and then they finally go to kindergarten, and then they get their first real big cold. It's interesting. Whenever a parent says, my child has never been sick, my child has never, I'm like, oh no, because that means when they do get something, it's going to be a doozy. It's interesting. I'll get patients that'll say they never had to take a medicine in their life, never had to, see a doctor in their life, and, I see them for the first time, and I diagnose them with cancer. I hate that. The people that go, oh, yeah, I go for my routine checks, they seem to be healthier people. I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I can't stand it when I hear somebody go, I've never had to go to the doctor. I've never gone to the doctor because I'm not saying they get cancer because they never went to the doctor. I'm saying these people, either some people are, very sensitive and they're always kind of coughing and sneezing or having little things, but they're always mild, or you have other people that are an all or nothing where they just really, they never get sick. I mean, I see these people, they never get sick, but they come down with a rip-roaring pneumonia that puts them in the hospital. And you're like, how did you go from 0 to 70? How? You didn't have any little graduation, graduation of symptoms. It's interesting. It just baffles me. You have other people, it's like they're like, okay, wait a second, I feel my throat, I know what's happening, and you have a warning. You have 3-4 days warning. You have other people just no warning at all. And so you need to, as a parent or grandparent, identify your family members and the type of person they are, because if you start to see them crump a little bit, they crump fast. It's a sad thing to say, but whenever patients tell me that a family member had died, back east in another city or in this city or whatever, I'm like, what happened? Of course, they all said, well, it was so sudden. It was so sudden. Of course, death is always sudden. Even if it's, a loved one that has cancer, it'll still always be sudden. But these people say, no, it was sudden. She, young 25-year-old, healthy, all of a sudden had some trouble breathing, dies of a pulmonary embolism that night. You're like, whoa. And it's frustrating because we think as people, we got plenty of days. We have plenty of time. We could go to the doctor Monday morning if we're sick Friday night. And some of us can, but some of us can't, like this listeria. This listeria knocked some people, it's killed 16 people, and it's knocked a lot of people for a loop. And not all these people had gradual symptoms. Sometimes these things will just come down and hit you. My aunt, perfect example, love my aunt to death. She had an issue where she only had a day or two notice and she got sick very quickly. Luckily, she's fine. But she, again, a type of person, never got sick in her life. never got sick. She's like, I don't understand this. How could something like that happen to me? I never get sick. I have a good immune system. Well, remember, it's the wrong bug at the wrong place at the wrong time. We talk about old wives' tales. I love old wives' tales. And we need to do a show again on old wives' tales where you tell us what old wives' tale your mom or superstition, you know, your mom or dad or family have always had that came true, you know? Like my mom, she always said, close the window so you don't get a chill. Now, mind you, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, if we had any sort of a breeze, we welcomed it. Trust me, we welcomed it. But still, you know, yes, there were some cold times, you know, one or two days of the December month. And my mom would say, you have to close the window so you don't get a chill. And she'd be right. If I got a chill, I would get sick the next day. And, you know, a chill is where all of a sudden you feel cold and you just go, whoo. And you're like, well, whoo, boy, that gave me the chill. Chills or whatever. And then you don't think anything of it. And the next day I get sick. And it's like, why? What did that wind bring in? Well, it wasn't what the wind brought in. When your body or my body had that rapid drop, that allowed whatever bacteria was sitting on me or in the room just enough time to propagate to the point where it could propagate more than the defense system system in place. Isn't that creepy? You know, well, we talk about the Polar Bear Club. Is Polar Bear Club the one where you're in your underwear and you jump into back east, the Atlantic Ocean in midwinter, and you freeze your butts off and everybody's like, oh, this is funny, this is great. Okay, that is, I think, one of the worst things to do because it puts your body in shock. We don't want to put your body into shock. Your body can't handle going from 98 degrees to 96 degrees, maybe. I mean, you could easily lower your body temperature pretty quickly. All right. I mean, any sort of problem. I mean, I don't know how low you'll lower your body temperature. Remember, your body's core temperature will still try to maintain as close to the high 90s as possible when you do that, even though your extremities will drop to lower temperatures. Again, that just gives bacteria and viruses an opportunity. Flight. When people go on flights, then they have jet lag or they, you know, they, I can't tell you how many of my patients, my frequent flyers, my flight attendants, my patients that always have business back east, they always come back after flight sick. Well, it was because somebody who breathed on me on a plane. Well, you know, planes have air circulators and filtration systems. You know, maybe it's the fact that they didn't sleep. Maybe it's the fact that they, you know, had their body go to two different latitudes and two different longitudes, you know, within a 5-hour period. I don't know, but remember, shock or stress stresses the body. So if you're eating the wrong cantaloupe or the wrong ground beef or the wrong ground turkey at the wrong place at the wrong time, that's how you get sick. That's why some people never get the flu and some people do. The flu's around us. The flu bug is around us. You can go to the grocery store. Somebody around you will have the flu. Now, those of us that have the flu shot, we have some, you know, hopefully immune boosters. Most of us that get the flu shot are protected against the flu. You know, but some of us that don't take the flu shot, they say they never get the flu. Why? Do they have natural immunity? Remember when the swine flu was going around last year or 2 years ago, older people, there was a demographic population that was not getting the swine flu. And we traced it back. These people were teenagers in the 50s. Now, in the 50s, my mom even remembers it. She says there was a bad flu, a very bad flu when I was in high school. This bad flu was a version of the swine flu. And the people that got it and survived and did well must have had immunity. Because there was a huge population, this was 2 years ago, when our next swine flu, H1N1, came around, that wouldn't get sick. And it was very, very fascinating. All right, so truth of the matter is you want to boost up your immune system or get an extra X chromosome, I guess. All right, when we come back, a gynecological surgery to stop miscarriages and a woman having part of her limb born in the lab and re-put back into her. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com, and your Twitter follows at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. Okay, so this is really cool. They say a simple surgery, this is out of Fox News, could prevent multiple miscarriages. Scientists from the University of Sheffield in Northern England said Wednesday they have firm evidence that if you remove fibroids, which are benign tumors in the uterus, a lot of us women get them. I believe one in four women get fibroids, that if you remove these fibroids from the womb, it could definitely help dramatically reduce miscarriage. Very simple ways. You could either kind of take them out surgically. You could use heat. You could use freezing. There's a variety of different ways. But they said that some of these fibroids, they kind of push into the womb. You could have there's different submucosal. There's different layers of the uterus that you could have these fibroids, and they're usually benign tumors. Some of them, they'll grow to the size of basketballs. I've seen huge fibroids, and we have to take them out because they're pushing on the bowel, and they're causing multiple issues and multiple pain. I think one woman had like a 20-pound fibroid taken out a couple years ago. I don't know how she could walk around with something like that. But, you know, sometimes I wish, I hate to say this, sometimes I wish, you know, they found something like that was like 20 pounds, so that would be 20 pounds lighter when they take it out. But then I have to take out both parts of my butt cheeks in order to make me lose 20 pounds. But that's neither here nor there. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, women get these fibroids, and we usually see them in women with multiple births. But I have my own theory. And, you know, you'll hear it, you know, first time here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I think there's a small link, okay, in some autistic patients, in some autistic kids, there's a link to fibroids and autism. I think there's a small link. Now, the reason why I thought there was a link is because a lot of women who were bringing in their children who had autism had fibroids. Now, somebody could argue, well, Dahlia, that's advanced maternal age. Okay, older women start getting fibroids, especially in their 40s. So if they're having babies in their 40s, we know advanced maternal age could be linked to autism. Okay, true, but what if there's something to this fibroid? You know, pushing the baby to the side, maybe the baby hits his head against the fibroid, maybe the fibroid, I don't know. I don't like fibroids. I'm very anti-fibroids. I don't like them. I know they're benign, but it's just they seem to just cause so many problems. I don't like them, even though we walk around with them all the time. But I don't know. I'm wondering if there's something to this fibroid. So now they're thinking, okay, well, taking the fibroid out helps prevent miscarriages. Maybe there's just something more to it. I don't know. So that's my job as a doctor and as a radio host, to keep my mind open, keep your minds open, you know. And any theories you guys have, I would love to hear them. You know, I mean, I cannot believe how many of my theories have turned out to be right. And I was shut up as a medical student. Now, true, they shut me up as a medical student because the majority of stuff that spewed out of my mouth was stupid. Really, I should have learned not to raise my hand so much. I really should have just kept my mouth shut. But a couple things I said had come out to be true, like, you know, sleep apnea and heart attacks, and sleep apnea and high blood pressure, estrogen causing heart attacks. I asked about that in a journal club in the 90s, and people looked at me going, what are you talking about? Estrogen helps the heart. Women need to be on estrogen. It helps the heart. I'm like, really? Really? Well, I think there's something going on. I was, shut up, little girl. You know, go back to breastfeeding your kid. And, you know, it's great. You know, it's funny. In medical school, you know, they were pretty mean to me. You know, I've talked about this, but it was funny. I got one of the guys back, one of my senior residents, just to go off topic really quick. You know, I was in the middle of a 36-hour shift, and his girlfriend, he was my senior resident, basically, my senior officer or whatever, and he, I guess girlfriend or fiance was coming in to visit, flying in to visit. So he tells me to clean up his little office area and get it ready, and when she does come in, to bring her to where the office is, have her hang out until he gets off his shift. I'm like, why are you giving me this to do? I have to deal with my patients, I have to do this, just do it. So I did. So I go to his office to clean it. I don't know why I had to do it, and he had a picture of the fiance, because I needed to know who this girl was going to look like, you know, so I could find her. I saw the picture of the fiance sitting there on his desk. So what I did to get it back is I took the picture out, and I found another picture from a magazine that looked like it was a real photograph, not a magazine picture, and I put the picture of somebody esoteric back in the frame. And so I get the call that she's downstairs, so I bring her up, and I go, hi, you know, I got to go check on a patient in the ICU, but, you know, here is doctor, I don't want to say his names, office, sit here, be comfortable, the cafeteria's over there, I got to go run, but make yourself comfortable. Well, she had to wait an hour for him to get off his shift, and she spent an hour looking at the picture on his desk that had the other woman. I was so proud of myself. Now, he, of course, oh, I paid for it. I paid for it dearly in the month or two that ensued that I had to rotate with him. But, you know, he never made me clean his office and get it fiancé ready again. Oh, that was great. She could have walked out. She could have flown back. Oh, that would have been perfect. Justice. served. Ah, that would have been perfect. All right. Because I want to talk about this lady here. This is very fascinating. Okay. New Hampshire woman has been one of the first patients, this is in BBC News, in the country to have part of a limb artificially regrown in a laboratory and then put back in her body. Okay, now this isn't a whole limb. Liz Coveney, 50 years old from Hythe, New Hampshire, had holes in the cartilage of her right knee. She had undergone 2 operations. She had years of knee pain, couldn't go upstairs. She was probably ready for a knee replacement. And what they did was they took out 200,000 cells from her knee. I wonder which lucky medical student had to sit there and count those. All right, so about 200,000 cells of the cartilage that she had left containing active, healthy cartilage cells taken from her knee. They regrew it in the laboratory into 4 million cells and then put it back in her knee. She said after this surgery, I mean, she was able to move. She was able to, I mean, she had less pain. So now she's going to have it done on her left knee. Now, this was done. Oh, actually, I apologize. This is Hampshire and British in Great Britain. Sorry, not New Hampshire. Oh, I stink at my geography. Hey, look, I'm a medical doctor. I don't need to know my geography. Duh. BBC News, Hampshire. Why are there cities? Because in America, it was New Hampshire, just like New York. Oh. Oh my gosh, where's my sixth grader? He could have helped me with that one. All right, Dr. Dahlia had a stupid moment on air. Oh, I'm stupid. All right, anyway. Okay, this was in Britain. Sorry, guys, it's not in the States yet. Oh man, I could just see y'all getting a flight to New Hampshire. New Hampshire. They, this is confusing me. Anyway, okay, so what's the point with this? The point is we've been talking about losing our cartilage in our knees, right, and our hips. For years on this show, we've been talking about how, you know, there's nothing better. I mean, you know, we try the Synvisc, the artificial, cartilage that they could inject. And, some people do well, some people don't. Other people, after multiple surgeries and multiple Synvisc injections and physical therapy, you know, go for surgery or they have knee replacements. If they could take out whatever little bit of cartilage you have and regrow it, or what if they go in and while we're younger, take the cartilage or take cartilage from other areas that haven't worn down, like your elbow, grow it and transplant it into your knee. That's brilliant. I mean, we've been talking about on the show how we are outliving our joints. You know, I mean, we're taking our cholesterol medicine, we're taking our blood pressure medicine, we're doing our mammograms, we're doing our colonoscopies, we're getting our prostates checked, we're doing what we're supposed to. I'm going to have my prostate checked tomorrow. We're doing exactly what we're supposed to. But our knees are failing, our hips are failing because we're wearing and tearing the cartilage. Do you know how am I the only one fascinated by this? Am I the only one aroused? I mean, this is amazing. You could regrow your own cartilage. You won't have transplant issues because it's autologous, right? Auto is self. I mean, I don't see how this could be too expensive. This is almost like a cartilage stem cell type thing, but it's your own. I think it's brilliant. So the British know what they're doing. They need to change the names of their cities because if we're now New York and New Hampshire and New Arizona, they're going to have to change those names. But anyway, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we're going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com Go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want on 180 gram vinyl, and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your medical questions, your comments. Really quickly on the Conrad Murray case, apparently testimony over the last couple days said that head of security, Fareem Muhammad, said that he saw Dr. Murray try to revive the unconscious star as, of course, two of Michael Jackson's children looked on in tears, Paris and Prince. I mean, just sad. We all, just to get you up to speed, Dr. Conrad Murray, right now the prosecutors are giving their case and trying him for involuntary manslaughter when Michael Jackson was administered propofol, or allegedly administered propofol, and died back in June of 2009. Now, Michael Amir Williams, which is Michael Jackson's personal assistant, told the court that there was a phone call he received from Dr. Murray the day of Jackson's death. He said that the phone call from Dr. Murray said, "Get here right away. Mr. Jackson had a bad reaction. Get somebody up here immediately." Now, this doesn't, it doesn't say that Dr. Murray caused a bad reaction. It just said Michael Jackson had a bad reaction. And they said that when they got there, Dr. Murray was very, very frantic. He told one of Michael Jackson's bodyguards, Alberto Alvarez, he told him to take the vials. Apparently, Conrad Murray was just, Dr. Murray was so frantically, you know, trying to grab some of the medications that he grabbed a bunch of vials and told him to put these in a bag. Now, I don't know what happened to the bag. I mean, we're just getting piece by piece of this testimony. But again, remember, this is the prosecution side. So we're hearing a lot of, you know, damning evidence right now against Dr. Murray. Again, here's my problem. You know, whether he administered the propofol or not, I think the defense is going to say that Michael Jackson administered it himself. And Dr. Murray was there, and then he tried to resuscitate him. But Dr. Murray wasn't the one that actually injected. That's going to be one of the defenses. Here's my problem. You're his doctor, all right? I mean, you know, if you are responsible for him and you're getting paid $150,000 a month, then your job is to give him the best, most ethical medical advice. And if the star is asking you to, you know, prescribe him propofol for sleep, you should say no. Now, is that an involuntary manslaughter case or a malpractice case? That's for the courts to decide. But the problem is, you know, how many doctors are going to tell, you know, a star, no, I will not prescribe for you the propofol, because then they just lose their $150,000 checks every month. So, interesting case. I will keep you posted as more and more information comes. Okay, interesting news today. Apparently, there's a drug that is in Europe. It's called cytosine. It's sold as Tabax in Europe. It's called cytosine, and this is a very inexpensive drug that acts as a nicotine substitute. It seems to be more effective than placebo. I believe it averages about $15 for a course of treatment. And that's a lot cheaper than some of the medicines we have, like Zyban we use, bupropion, costs about $123, and Chantix, which we use for 12 weeks, costs about $100 a month, about $327, they say. So $15 for a course of treatment with the cytosine is pretty, pretty attractive to people that smoke. And what I like about it is I like nicotine substitutes. All right? I don't like it when I see patients do the nicotine patch or do the nicotine gum, because the whole purpose of trying to quit smoking is to get off the nicotine, right? We are trying to get you off what you're addicted to. So how these nicotine substitutes work is your body thinks it's getting nicotine, but it really isn't. So it doesn't feed on the addiction, but it helps just enough for you to not get the withdrawal. After a while, you stop putting normal nicotine in your system, your body learns to live without the normal nicotine, and you do pretty well. I mean, it's a brilliant idea. The only thing is this, yes, there have been side effects with certain medications. I don't know about this cytosine, what side effects are associated with that. But, you know, there's been issues with Chantix where they say there's, you know, depression, weird dreams, you know, possible suicide. I mean, thank God I haven't had that with any of my patients. Well, one of my patients said their dreams were very vivid, like very real, and that kind of freaked him out a little bit. So, you know, I told him he could stop the medicine. That's fine. But, you know, a lot of other people are like, Dahlia, I'm not smoking anymore. I don't care about the dreams. I'll just have my wife smack me if I start to scream in the middle of the night. I mean, I don't know. They're coping. But, I mean, I don't want anybody taking any medicine that has a side effect, because I don't want you guys freaking out thinking there's somebody in your house and then you go and get the gun and you start shooting. So I don't like the idea of vivid dreams. I never have. But, interesting. Interesting that this medication could exist that's cheaper. Remember, we need to start figuring out how to do cheaper ways to treat people. Now, I know we were talking about maggots with diabetes. I know we were talking about spider venom earlier this week. Spider venom acting as a neurotoxin. Don't all get excited. You know, I really hope we don't have to start going to the insects and the maggots and the spiders. And vampire bats we were using also. Vampire bat saliva. I don't like that. I don't want us to go too cheap. Okay, I still like the idea of it being somewhat of a pharmaceutical. But I like herbs. I think, oh, in fact, there's actually, we're going to be probably talking about this in the next couple days. They found a couple herbs that actually work better than Celebrex and some of the anti-inflammatories. And what's amazing about these herbs is they don't seem to have the same side effects that the anti-inflammatories do, you know, on the liver and the kidneys, etc. So I'm going to try to find out what the names of those herbs are. We'll talk about that later in the show. All right, I promise to get to emails. Let me quickly get to some of your emails. And again, if you are listening to us when we're not live, I apologize. We're going to try to get live in the area you're listening at. Right now we're live on GCNlive.com. We're live because I'm here talking right now. But if for some reason you aren't listening to us live, you can always still call our answer line at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and we'll usually play it next day. And then you can hear yourself on air. You can record it. And it's I will answer your question. Or if you email me, I will, excuse me, after I burp, I will answer your emails as well as I could. Okay. Oh, you guys didn't hear the burp. See, I shouldn't have told you guys I burped. Yeah, I mean, I had to swallow it, which stinks, because if I swallow it, that means it's going to come back in 5 minutes. Well, hopefully I'll be on break. Okay, doctor, I was just diagnosed with lung cancer. I'm seeing the surgeon tomorrow. I've heard he's pretty quick with patients. What should I ask him so I'm prepared for the little opportunity I'm going to have? Oh, that's horrible. Oh, so you already know that the doctor isn't going to spend a lot of time with you when you have a diagnosis of cancer. So I'm assuming if it's lung cancer, you're seeing the cardiothoracic surgeon for removal. Okay, what you have to do with any of these doctors, honestly, if you think it's a doctor that's going to be quick with you, I mean, I'd recommend, you know, getting a second opinion and seeing another doctor. The only problem is sometimes these doctors that are the best of the best, they're really, really good in the operating room, but they have no bedside manner, and so you want the best of the best. And, I mean, I guess have your top questions written down in the order of priority. Hopefully you get all your questions answered. Of course, things you need to ask are, what are your chances of recurrence? What's life going to be like after if he has to remove the lobe? Does he think he could get to the cancer? But I'm going to tell you something, all right? I believe anybody with cancer should also be seeing an oncologist. What I like about the oncologists is these guys have some of the best bedside manner, as good as the family docs and pediatricians and internists I know. These oncologists, because again, they're the ones that have to sit and talk about your 5-year survival and what you could do. And they're a great source and wealth of information. And their nurses, their staff. I have never seen an oncology office with staff that didn't care. If you don't think you're going to be getting all your questions answered by the surgeon, especially about the type of cancer, get the questions answered that are surgical related. I mean, I think it stinks. I think you should really tell the surgeon, sit back down, I'm not done, or get a second opinion. But again, we don't know how much time you have. He may have to take you into surgery pretty quickly. I'm not sure what the situation is. I'm not sure if he's the only surgeon in your town. I don't know. I wish you could call, because I would love to talk to you more about this, find out what's going on. Call the show after you see the surgeon tomorrow if you're listening right now. But anybody that has cancer that still has a lot of questions, I'd probably talk to the oncologist, because the oncologist really knows a lot of the up-to-date information. You know, it's interesting. One of our oncologists, very smart man, I work with him. His name is Dr. Gil Nyamuso. I've worked with him for years. And one of my patients said before he went to see him, there was a Harvard website, I need to find this Harvard website, that went through all the percentages and all the top line treatments. He went into this doctor. The doctor matched it perfectly. So that's a good way to test the doctor, too. But that's all another story. All right, we'll be back next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.